right here in studio right now. Rory O'Neill, a.k.a. Yay. Panty Bliss. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How do you, you like our new studio?
I love your new studio. It's very impressive. Yeah. I wish people could see it. It's all changing colour, neon stuff.
It's all sort of, it's all cocktail bar in New York. It's all that sort of look, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I should be trying out one-liners on you. Well, pick
you
up
could
lines.
Do something with
I
this
mean,
for the
pick
bar.
Pick up lines.
Yeah.
Yes, well... It's an idea for the future, a future direction for
and
us.
You are our first physical guest in studio.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Oh. Like we've spoken to loads of people, but you're the first in here. So
well, I'm honoured.
Thank you for gracing it. It's been a busy weekend.
Yes, yeah.
Just to say, Rory was awarded People of the Year Award for Panty Bliss's courage and defiance. And this is, it's a great award.
Is that what it says? I've never seen what it actually says. What does it say?
This is
the official.
This is what you did, all right, if anyone asks. Okay? for Panty Bliss's courage and defiance in fighting for freedom of expression and breaking down barriers to equality.
Okay.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. That doesn't say that on the award.
Yeah, follow that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll scratch that in with a felt tip.
So you were given the award on Saturday night, and Stephen Fry presented the award.
He did, yeah.
That would be nice. That'd be an honour in itself.
I know, and do you know what was kind of killed me was I had absolutely no idea Stephen Fry was doing it until the day before.
Right.
A friend of mine saw a tweet from Stephen Fry that looked like that's what he was suggesting, and he calls him and says, is Stephen Fry giving you an award tomorrow? And I was like, yeah. I don't think so. And then... But then 10 minutes later, Stephen Fry deleted the tweet. He obviously realised that, he told me later that, yes, he got immediately, there was somebody on the phone, get that down. So I didn't know, but the seed had been planted.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish I had had no idea and he had just walked out. That would be so
what was he, I mean, obviously on stage we're talking to him, but did you get to talk to him afterwards as well?
Yes, just briefly. Now, he didn't stay very long.
Yeah.
He was mobbed afterwards, of course, when everybody wanted their picture with him and everything.
He's such a great guy.
He was lovely. And it was so amazingly sweet of him to come all the way over to do that.
I mean, he's when you read his stuff, he's so articulate. He's so heavily opinionated and but he backs it up with some amazing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And when you look at his career, the stuff that he's done, he pops up all over the place in American TV.
I know,
and he's done so much on theatre and everything, you know. So an amazing guy. I'm just thinking, if you were to sum up 2014 in three words...
Oh my God.
That'll do.
Oh, that'll work. There you go.
That works.
There you go. That was like some sort of psychological test.
Yes.
And that worked.
Okay, so far that has worked on everybody, Doctor. because I was looking at the YouTube Panties Noble Call. How many hits has that had, do you know?
I don't actually know.
Okay, would you have a guess?
Well, I think it's 600,000 or 700,000 on the main one.
Yeah, on the main one you're up to 675,000.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah. I think when you get over a million, don't they ring you and offer you money?
Do they? Yeah. Well, okay, I'll wait.
Get all your friends tonight just to keep clicking. I mean, that was, that scene, I mean, we spoke about this before, that scene by everybody around the world, I mean, that's had a huge effect as well on people.
It's been a sort of an amazing time since that went up. It's had a big impact on my life, and it's all been good, so I'm very grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say you've had calls. Did you tell me, what were we talking before? And you said, I was saying, where did you get the strangest calls from? Was it somebody on top of a mountain in North Korea or somewhere?
North Korea, I don't remember that one. But
help me! Yeah. I am not
Korea. Yeah, it's been wild. And I still, to this day, I get so many emails and everything from people. It's really weird, but great thing.
Yeah,
that you know, you could never have anticipated. But yeah, it's all good.
I mean, that's the amazing thing about YouTube and that whole word viral, that you don't know when it's going to go and when it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, my sort of little story is a real modern story of the internet, isn't it? I mean, it's really incredible that you can reach that many people.
Not wanting you to compare you with anybody, but this week, Grumpy Cat. Have you seen this? Grumpy Cat.
What happened to Grumpy Cat?
Grumpy Cat's gone viral on YouTube.
Again?
Yeah, and the owners now have... No, the owners revealed this week that they've made $100 million. From Grumpy Cat, from the viral. There's now a TV series, there's a movie, and there's so many pictures. I mean, we've all seen Grumpy Cat.
Well, he's the king of the memes, isn't he? He's
but
just constantly...
didn't realise $100 million.
That's incredible.
Come on! You can start moving, Roy!
I have so much more work to do.
Grumpy Bliss!
some days, I tell you, that's exactly what I am.
Okay, so what happens for Christmas, Rory?
Well, I'll be working a lot, and then I take 3 days off and go down to Mayo with the dog, and we do absolutely nothing.
Right, okay.
Except eat meat, cooking and all that.
And then you're back up.
Yeah.
When is the bar reopen again?
The bar is closed just for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Stephen's Day. It's closed. Yeah. Because then people are saying, oh, you're not open on Stephen's Day, but you know, in the city centre, Stephen's Day is not a thing.
Yeah,
because everybody's going out with their families and you know, in their local pubs.
Yeah.
You're down the country course, it's the big night out of the whole year, and I think in the suburbs too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In the city centre, it's just not a big night.
And just to say, great pictures tweeted of Enda Kenny popping down for a pint.
Yeah.
What was he drinking?
Well, the story is he asked for a glass of water and we charged him.
We've a meter as well, you know. The meter's running, and but that was, I mean, it was obviously, I mean we were just saying off air, I don't know if he just said, listen, I'm going to walk straight in and have a beer or a glass of water, or was like the 2 hour conversation from his handlers, no, going, and this will be just so good, this is really what it, you know, like a scene from In the
Thicker. Well, he had an excuse to go in because you know, there's only three or four gay bars in the city, so we have all the bars have a lot of events in there, and around Christmas, of course. So that night, I think the LGBT group from within Fine Gael were in there having Christmas drinks. So that was the
unique opportunity
for him to go in. But you know, lots of people were giving out stick to me, as if, you know, because obviously the government's not exactly popular at the moment. But my attitude is, I don't care if he's looking for the pink vote. I think it's good that politicians are looking for the pink vote.
Okay.
You know, so
rather than not looking for it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. You know, any of the party leaders, I'll serve any of them because I want them to care about, you know, what the gay community wants.
I can just see some crazy session there. Joan Burton in the corner. You know, Mary Lou and Bates looking for her handbag.
Jerry on the fiddle.
Oh, Jerry Adams, do you want another one? Yeah, I could see that. That's going to be a good night. You're appearing on Mario Rosenstock over the weekend, over Christmas.
Yes, I'm doing his Christmas. That's why I happen to be in RTE today. And so, I don't know. I think that's going out on Christmas Eve, he said.
Christmas Eve,
Mario Rosenstock. There's
one question I've always wanted to ask you, and do you know the answer to this? How many wigs do you have?
It's weird because people ask me that sort of thing all the time. They think I'll know, but I don't know. Well, but wigs are like the change. They don't last forever.
Do they not?
So you get a wig, and I never wear just one wig.
Yeah,
never. You've never seen me wearing just one wig.
Oh, so it's a combination of wigs.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I have
a big
man face, and I need big hair to balance it out. So you get a look wigs, you know, but over time,
it's just like mix and match.
Yeah, you sort of put them all together. You build a wig.
Right. You build a wig.
Terminology, you build a wig. And over a while, they kind of lose their luster and all of that stuff. And so after a while, they get sort of moved down the line. It's like a woman with dresses. You know, she buys a new dress and she gets to wear it all. And then it gets, as she gets newer dresses, that one goes down the rail. And eventually, she opens and she doesn't even see it anymore. In order.
So where does the last wig go? Do you turn into a pair of slippers or something?
Well, eventually, when they're almost dead, they sort of end up in a box where I think, well, just in case one day I need that particular look, even though it's not very, you know, healthy looking. And then eventually when all that starts building up and think, okay, well, this box of old wigs, I'm never going to wear them in, then you donate them to baby drags or or you cut them up to do something stupid. Or
I just thought you had a special bin, the wig recycling bin that goes out on Thursdays. Okay, I'm with the bin now. Here we go.
I wish of all the things in the world that I could have, somebody to just look after the wigs would be one of them, because, you know, it's such a pain in the hoop.
The wig master.
Yeah, that's what I want in my life. A wig
Rory,
master.
Really, thanks very much for coming in. I know you have to rush off. You're off to talk to students.
Yes, in the Dunleary
Institute.
Well, it used to be College of Art and Design.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Institute of Art, Design and Technology.
IADT.
IADT in Dunleary.
He knows where he's going.
Yes, that's right.
Just tell the taxi man that. Have a really good Christmas.
You too.
Lovely to see you.
Enjoy your new studio. I'm impressed.
We will. And you've chosen Mariah Carey as your favourite Christmas song.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
The gays would kill me if I didn't.
Have a good Christmas.